Alright guys, welcome back to another review for the Arrowverse, and today I'm reviewing The Flash Season 6, Episode 8, titled The Last Temptation of Barry Allen Part 2, which is also the mid-season finale, and the end of the two-parter mid-season finale, I guess you could call it. And I absolutely loved the first episode. You guys know this by now, this episode wasn't as good at all, really, but this was still a fantastic episode and one of the best mid-season finales, I think, of The Flash. The only one I'd actually say, which I would say this is actually probably, thinking about it now, not on par with last season's, being, I really can't remember the title. It was the 100th episode. It was brilliant in all its execution with time travel. That was probably the best. Then we also had The Man in the Yellow Suit a couple years ago. This one, I think, might be a little below that, but yeah, this was a great mid-season finale, and definitely out of the ones between season 2 and 4. Anyway, guys, let's get straight talking about the content. We're gonna gloss over this episode because I gotta get through it, but yeah, mid-season finale, The Flash season 6, whoa, the final episode before Crisis. Anyway, the first thing we learned, pretty much, that I was pretty surprised by, which it was the weapon Cisco was going to be on the verge of building, I guess you would say. And I think that Cisco was great in this episode. His dynamic with Iris, talk about it now because I'm going to forget about it later, but his dynamic with Iris is great, and we still see a bit of the, like, their difference in opinion, which I loved. And I liked how Cisco was a little more, he's leaving us anyway, let's just go after him, who cares, we can kill him. While Iris was still wanted his husband back because Barry will die to save everyone in Crisis. Cisco isn't really on the same page, and he's prepared to do anything. So he's making a weapon to kill Bloodwork and Dark Flash, what he's basically called at this point, and all the Bloodwork army. Speaking of, we get the entire Brother Blood, oh no, never mind, that's from Arrow. They were just going to call it the Blood Army, the Bloodwork Army. It was pretty similar to the Mirakuro Army that Brother Blood made in Arrow Season 2. And Mirakuro is very similar to this Bloodwork thing, so yeah, makes sense, I guess. And we get a scene also between Iris and Dark Flash, where you can tell Dark Flash wants Iris to join him. That's what Barry would want, that's what they say. Although we learn later in this episode that Barry actually chose this life of Dark Flash. We'll get into that this a lot later, but yeah, we get this scene. It's very tense. We think Iris has got a hold of him. It's like, yes, he's coming back. Oh no, he hasn't. He's just putting on an act. And since Barry's still in there, he managed to keep Ramsey from hurting Iris, so they go away. Leaves Iris alone, which was a pretty stupid move. Iris clearly got a lot of info from that talk, and he somehow managed to just leave her without, like, apprehending her, at least, but, yeah. And one other thing that occurred was an injury that happened to Joe, because one of the Blood Brothers, I really don't know what to call them, so I'm gonna call them Brother Brothers, attacked Joe, and then he got an injury, but yeah, it's just an injury. It's just there. He's on the medical. He's on that bed later. But probably the worst part of this episode was the story with Camilla and Cecile. It wasn't bad. It was just there. I mean, whenever it came out, which is like, it was kind of a small little horror episode inside there. It was really predictable every time they were gonna do something that they wanted to make scary, but it wasn't because the music choice, everything was so predictable about that storyline. But and we don't even get a proper resolution. They kind of just appear back up. Not sure the best choice. I almost forgot to mention that while Killer Frost and Joe are fighting out the Bloodwork army, Allegra Garcia does appear, who's of course Ultraviolet's cousin. Or her cousin is Ultraviolet, whichever way you want to go. But Cisco does attack Bloodwork. You can clearly tell that his weapon's working, but then Dark Flash is of course there. Cisco, you may want to think about that. Maybe you should have gone for Dark Flash first. But it is revealed that there's a couple little callbacks, like when when Blood War pretty much says, like, I knew I chose right with you. I instantly thought of the episode where Barry was talking to Sisko, because I just thought, well, it did not. So then at that point, I was like, okay, Barry has something to do with this. I can just tell. And that's when we learned that Ramsey wants to use a particle accelerator, a nice bookend to this huge portion of the show, and to pretty much infect everyone in the city with his blood, and that will, you know, cure people of everything and then make them live forever. But that was interesting, but that's also when Sisko figured out Barry did it on purpose. Like, from the couple things that Barry says, like, even he says, let the light in when Ramsey and Dark Flash approach Star Labs. They get in, there's this nice little fight in there, you know what I mean? And when they're in the pipeline, Dark Flash brings in Sisko and Iris, and Barry somehow stops them from killing them too. And then as they take out Bloodwork, Bloodwork puts the blood in first, the particle accelerator up spinning, but Killer Frost takes out the evil goons are there, but now they're trying to take out, no, well, bring back Barry, which they managed to do, which is when they figure out that, you know, Barry did it. He was taken over by Ramsey on purpose to defeat him, because he knew his infection would keep going around everywhere. So it was a pretty smart choice by Barry, although pretty risky, to be completely honest. And to stop the blood that Ramsey was trying to infest the whole city with, they used the Lego Garcia's powers to, you know, make it into a cure and spread it all over Central City. That was an interesting choice. I liked where they ended that off. And I liked how they actually had something for her to do. And this is also where we see the conclusion to Nash Wall storyline in this first portion of the season. Which, before we get into that final scene with the Crisis stuff, it's just that throughout this episode, he says in the sneak peeks to Crisis, so we've seen all the other episodes, that, you know, like, the Marno Vu saved his life. And that's when we learn that he was being attacked by Blood Brothers, and then this beam came in and stopped all of them. And Nashwell doesn't know it's Allegra, so he thinks it's Marno Vu's, because he thinks he owes Marno Vu a debt, which is why he becomes pariah. Maybe it's anti-Marno, I'm not really sure yet. Later, well, no, that ending sneak peek, like in all the other Arrowverse episodes from this week, pretty cool. But you get what I mean. But the Flash v. Bloodwork was a pretty CGI-heavy fight. The CGI was pretty, it wasn't great, but it was better than I expected. It was not that good at all, really. But it was in the dark, luckily. If it was in the day, oh my lord, I would just, if it was in the day, oh my, it would look god-awful. Luckily, it wasn't, so it wasn't that. The design was creepy in a good way, I guess you could say. I'm not really sure. But they defeat him. Ramsey, that really big Bloodwork monster like from the comics, by bringing his mother in to draw the humanity. Because of that, they're able to get him in that Mac, I think they call it. And he's in that thing, and then they transform to Argus. That's how they finish off his storyline. Felt a little anticlimactic while watching and also thinking on it. I totally get where they went. And my favorite scene of this whole episode was the Crisis ending, where we had all the Team Flash reflecting on what Barry's done for them. It was some even nice stuff from Cecile and Joe. Pretty rare. Not Joe, but Cecile. Pretty rare. Joe and Barry moments are always fantastic, but this was a whole group moment. A couple things that Sisko, Caitlin say. Although they will interact, it's awesome seeing them treating this almost as a finale, like the Arrow episode did. And yeah, the last thing we see is, of course, red skies turning red, and the crisis has begun, just like in the Arrow episode, the skies turn red. Wow, another great episode, a great mid-season finale. And it wasn't as good as last episode, but I still definitely did love it. I'm going to give The Flash Season 6, Episode 8, The Last Temptation of Barry Allen, Part 2, an A-. Yeah, A-. One more than the last episode, but of course, still means a great episode. And to be honest, I'm pretty impressed with the Arrowverse this week, making 3 really great episodes. Supergirl one, well, it was okay. It was decent. You know, it was good enough. But the Batwoman, Arrow, and Flash were all pretty great, so definitely love that. And yeah, as always, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I'll catch you next episode, and which will hopefully be my review of Before Be Ferrari, which I absolutely love. But just spoiler, hopefully my review of that will be very soon. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you next episode. Have a fabulous day. I'll catch you in the next crisis.